Thank you. Good evening. It's good to be with you again this evening. Hope you're all doing well. Are you? No? Okay then. Some of you are. Some are aiming at it. Well, it's great to be with you tonight and to bring something from God's Word to you. If you turn in your Bible to the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 40, that my references will be on the screen. The actual message itself, the reading, sorry, won't be on. You need to look at that yourself. Is this one working? No? Is that one working? Yeah. Sorry, just thank you. Isaiah chapter 40. I'm reading from New American Standard. Hopefully you'll be able to follow. As long as you're not using the message, you'll be fine. That's never a Bible. Okay, thank you. Isaiah chapter 40. I'll let my brother sort this out. Listen to these words. Isaiah is commanded. Okay, thank you. Isaiah is commanded to comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice is calling, clear the way for the Lord, in the wilderness make smooth, in the desert a highway for our God. Let every valley be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low, and let the rough ground become plain, and the rugged terrain a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh will see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, call out. Then he answered, what shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. Get yourself up onto a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift it up, do not fear, say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with might and with his arm ruling for him. Behold, his reward is with him and his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or marked the heavens by the span, and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure, and weighed the mountains in a balance, and the hills in a pair of scales? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or who has his counselor been? With whom did he consult, and who gave him understanding? Who taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and informed him of the ways of understanding? Behold, the nations are like a drop in a bucket, and they are regarded as a speck of dust on the scales. Behold, he lifts up the islands like fine dust. Even Lebanon is not enough to burn, nor its beasts enough to make burnt offerings. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are regarded by him as less than nothing and meaningless. To whom then will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare with him? We're going to look at this evening. Before I do so, let me just ask for your prayers, if you don't mind, for our work. We thank you for your interest in our work for Mad Ministries. Thank you for your prayers. You might remember we had an American girl, Megan. Megan was with us for 14, 15 months. Her visa is now finished, and she had to return to the United States or face jail. The prospect of going back to America or a Scottish jail was